le jour d'après celui qui suit. Le jour d'après celui qui suit. Dans ce monde idéal, dans ce monde nouveau, face à nous-mêmes, face à un infini de possibilités.
Par vous deux. Et l'autre qui me regarde avec ses yeux en couille demi, d'un air sournois en pensant « Oui, ma petite, tu peux te reposer, mais je t'aurai. » Je vous en prie, Alexandre, je joue pas la comédie, mais qu'est-ce que vous croyez? Pour moi, il n'y a pas de pute. Pour moi, une fille qui s'est baisée par n'importe qui s'est baisée n'importe comment n'est pas une pute. Pour moi, il n'y a pas de pute, c'est tout. Tu peux sucer n'importe qui et faire baiser par n'importe qui, c'est pas une pute. D'accord. Il n'y a pas de pute sur Terre, putain, comprends-le. Et tu le comprends certainement. La femme qui est mariée, qui est heureuse, et qui rêve de se faire baiser par n'importe qui, par le patron de son mari, ou par je ne sais quel acteur merdique, ou par son crémier, ou par son plombier, est-ce que c'est une pute? Il n'y a pas de putain. Mais qu'est-ce que ça veut dire, putain? Il y a des cons, il y a des sexes. Qu'est-ce que tu crois? C'est pas triste, hein? C'est super gay. N'importe qui, on me baise et je prends au pied. Pourquoi est-ce que vous accordez autant d'importance aux histoires de cul? Le sexe. Tu me baises bien, hein, comme je t'aime. Il n'y a que toi pour me baiser comme ça. Quand les gens veulent se pleurer, comme ils peuvent croire, il n'y a qu'un toi, il n'y a qu'un moi. Comme ça par toi. La chose amusante. Quelle chose horrible et sordide et putain. Quelle chose sordide et horrible. Oh, si vous saviez comme je peux vous aimer tous les deux. Et comme ça peut être indépendant d'une histoire de cul. Ça se fait débuter récemment à 20 ans. 19-20 ans. Et la chose m'a sauté. Maximum d'amour. Je me suis fait baiser. Et je suis peut-être une malade chronique, le baisage chronique. Et pourtant, le baisage, j'en ai rien à foutre. Me faire recloquer, ça me ferait chier un maximum. Alors, j'ai un tampon dans le cul pour le faire enlever, pour le faire baiser. Il faut en faire un maximum. Il faut m'exciter un maximum, rien à foutre. Si les gens pouvaient piger une seule fois pour toutes que baiser, c'est de la merde. Qu'il y a une seule chose très belle, c'est baiser parce qu'on s'aime tellement. On voudrait faire un enfant. Et autrement, c'est quelque chose de sordide. Il y a pour baiser, dans tout ça, nous vraiment. On ne baisse pas. Les très jolis seins, ils sont très désirables. Ma bouche n'est pas mal non plus.
Ce n'est pas un reproche que je fais, au contraire. Arratsaldeon entzule, ongi etorriak Zizka Mizka saio berri batera, 49. gaurkoa, Txantxakun irratian, musika maite dugulako.
Praised be man, he is existing in milk and living in lilies, and his violin music takes place in milk and creamy emptiness. Praised be the unfolded inside petal flesh of tenderest thought. Petrels on the follying wave valleys idly sing themselves asleep. Praised be delusion, the ripple. Praised be the holy ocean of eternity. Praised be I, writing, dead already and dead again. Dipped in ancid inkle, the flammed of Tim, the Anglo-Oglo-Saxon maneuvers of old poetos. Praised be wood, it is milk. Praised be honey at the source. Praised be the embrace of soft sleep, the valor of angels and valleys of hell on earth below. Praised be the non-ending. Praised be the lights of earth, man. Praised be the watchers. Praised be my fellow man for dwelling in milk.
Aurrekoan bukuskirekin hasi genuen saioa eta gaurkoan Jack Kerouac ekarri dugu. Jack Kerouacen poema, Mexico City Blues, lehenbiziko zatia. Kerouac Big Belaunaldiaren partaide izan zen, ba, William Burroughs eta Allen Ginsbergekin batera, ba, behar bada ezagunenetakoa. Eka gaurko saioa, ba, Big Belaunaldiari eta bereziki Jack Kerouaki eskainiko diogu. Big Belaunaldia, ba, 40. hamarkadan gazte ziren gaztetxo batu, ba, idazle izan nahi zuten eka lortu zuten, eka belaunaldi baten adierazgarri ez ezik, ba, egoteko modu bat ere bada bit izatea, ezta? Eka 40. hamarkadako estatu batuetako gizarte opulento horri, bueno, bereziki txuria bazenen, jakina, ba, aurre egiten diote, aburgesamento horri, konformismo horri, materialtasun oparo horri muzin, eka kontra egin nahi diote, eka bazterreko jendearekin elkartzen dira. Eka Big Belaunaldiaren, ba, beste ezaugarrietako bat da, ba, esperimentazioan sinisten duke, beraiek idatzi behar dutena, ba, esperimentatu egin behar dute, eka esperimentazio horrekan, eka bazterreko jende horrekin lerratuz, ba, jonki, puta, eka beltz giroan murgilduko dira, eka bertan jazzaren munduan sartuko dira, eka ezagutuko gara, horiekan gainera, ba, bebop estiloa sorten ari zen, eka beraiek bat egingo dute mugimendu horrekin. Eka jarraian, ba, entzungo dugu Charlie Parkerren kantu eder bat. Baiko, entuten ari garen gara, Dixie Gillespie da bebopeko beste maitxu bat. Eta, Orain bai, Charlie Parker, Coco, abestia, bebop, estiloko, beste maixuetako bat. Bebop estiloaren jarritzaileek eta defendatzaile sutsuak izan ziren Dick Belaunaldiko idazleak oro har eta Kerouac bereziki bere asmentan eta ba erritmo bizti hauek letretan islatu nahi zituzten idazteko moduan eta hala beraien liburuen idazkera Uoldeka doan itz jario jarraioak da, ia puntuaziori gabe, eka dikatzerako garaian eka, ba, arazo desente edukete zikusten editorekin, ba, horrelakorik, ba, ordu arte, ba, espaitzen ikusi beti ere, ba, hogeika iru egun nekoak zikusten, liburu bateikeko, edo iru egun, eka, ba, beti ere, ba, anfeta minaren laguntzarekin. Eka gero ba zuzeneko emanaldietan eka ere ba jasa eka zuzeneko poema errezitaldiak egiten zituzten eka horren adibide bat ikusiko dugu ba Jack Kerouac. The Sound of Universe
The Mill Valley window. Trees, the pines with green mint look, and there's a tangled eucalyptus hulk, stick, fallen through the late sunlight tangle of those needles, hanging from it like a live wire connecting it to the ground. Just below, the notches where little Fred sought to fell the sad pine, not bleeding much, just a lot of crystal sap the ants are mining in, motionless like cows on the grass, and so they must be aphids, percolating up the steam to store provender in their bottomless bellies that, for all I know, are bigger than the bellies of the universe beyond. The little tragic windy cottages on the high last city ward hill, and today roosting in sun-hot dream above the tree head of seas and meadow patch, whilst tiki ki pearl the birdies and mommums mark and ululate moodily in this valley of peaceful firewood in stacks that make you think of Oregon in the morning in 1928, when Back was home on the range lake and his hunting knife threw away and went to sit among the ponderosa pines to think about love, his girl's bare bodice like a fennel seed, the navel in her milk bun. Shorty McGonagall and Roger Nulty held up the Boston Bank and murdered a girl in these old woods. And next you saw the steely green iron photograph in True Detective, showing black blotches in the black blotch running culvert by the dirty roadside, not Oregon at all. Or Jim Back so happy with his mouth, a blade of grass depending. Hummingbird hums hello, bugs race and swoop. Two ants hurry to catch up with lonely Joe. The tree above me is like a woman's thigh. Smooth eucalyptus bumps and muscle swells. I would I were a weed a week would leave. Why was the rat mixed up in the sun? Because Bodhidharma came from the west with dark eyebrows, and China had a mountain wall, and mists get lost above the Yangtze Gorge, and this is a mysterious yak the bird makes yick. Wouf, wow, what, sings the dog blood, blut, blut below the homestead deer. Red robins with saffron scarlet or orange red breasts make a racket in the dry dead car crashed tree Neil mentioned. You went off the road into eucalyptus, and it's all busting out, indicating the prune blossoms. And Bodhidharma came from the India West to seek converts to his wall gazing. Ended up with Zen magic monks mopping each other, and one and all and other in mud koan puddles to prove the crystal void. Wow.
Baina Big Belonalia berroigarren amarkadako seme badira ere, arrakasta berroika amargarren amarkadan hasieran eta irrogeigarren amarkadaren hasieran heltzen zaien. Bioparekin nastu behar hau, ba, egia esan, esperimentazio bezala ondo, baina konturatu ziren, ez zutela, errezikatzerako garaian, ba, estilo azkarregia zela eta nahazpia egiten zela. Baina, kuriosoki, berroi garren amarkadaren herrialdean eta bukaera irugoi garren aseran, ba, belondali berri bat sortuko da, hipi mugimenduaren astapenekan gaude, eta hipi mugimenduak ba, Big Belondalia aintzakotzat hartuko du, rock estiloa gainentzen hasiko da irugarren amarkadan, eta rockak Big Belondaliaren oinordekotza edo hartzen duela esan genezake. Eka Big Belondaliaren eka keruaken itzala, oraindik eka luzeagoa da, ze belondaliak pasa, eka oraindik Big Belondaliaren itzala ikus genezake gaur daño. Eka pixabak orain ba horri erreparatuko diogu, Patti Smith egin hasiko gara.
This is based on
Patti Smith eka Fruston Moore ditugu Sony Juteko partaidea, zuzenean The Last Hotel kantuan, poeman. Keruakena.
I like to dedicate it to Steve Allen. That great beat composer. The last hotel. I can see the black wall. I can see the silhouette. Oh. on the window. He's talking. At a rhythm, he's talking. At a rhythm, I don't care. I'm not interested in what he's saying. Interested in the last hotel. I'm only interested in the fact that it's the last hotel, deep, discordant, dark, sweet, the last hotel.
Esan bezala, Big Belaunaldiaren eta Kerouaken itzala luzea da, eta Patti Smithekin bezala, oraingoan Joe Strummerrekin entzungo dugu, eta kantuaren izena McDougal's Stick Blues.
Written in Jim Hudson's window, looking out on McDougal Street, summer of 1954, when he left me his old apartment, he went away with his girl someplace. Parading among images, 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 looking, looking, and everybody's turning around and pointing. Nobody looks up and in, nor listens to Samantabhadra's unceasing compassion. No sound stills. Seed, seed, blue moon. Holy X-Jack miracle night. Instead, yank and yucker for fits and pops, look for crashes, pictures, squares, explosions, birth, death. I know, sweet hero, enlightenment has come. Rest in still. In the sun think, think not, think no more lines. Straw hat, hands a back glass, the examiner pain, distinct wrong prints, grease curved and saw. Because the chess players won't end, still they sit. Names of hats and in the water foliage of marble games, the Greeks of chess plot the pot. I know their game, their elephant with a pillow with a pearl in it, their gory bishops and vital pawns, their devout frontline sacrificial pawn shops, their stately king, who's so tall, their virgin queen preening to knave the night knot, their Bhagavad Gita's of ignorance, Krishna's advice. Come on, the game begins. Go home, man. So though I am wise, I have to wait like any other fool. Let's forget the strollers. Forget the scene. Let's close our eyes. Let me instruct thee. Here's dark milk. Here's a sweet Mahameru who cooed to you too. As he did to me one night at three, when we woke plea now to see reality. And I said, wilt thou protect me forever? And he, his throatless deep mother hole, replied, Om.
Letter to John, Lee Rinaldo eka Dana Kaleyekin batea, baka Sony Youtheko parteia, eka bestia Morfineko parteia.
Rides anymore, about to give up, but standing just about where I can see the hind end of the yard tracks, where if they make up a Frisco-bound freight train, I'll see the bloody caboose tagged on. Cursing, angry, supposedly I guess, or something blackly handsome in like an Alan Ladd, this gun for hire with murder, anger. Screech stops this brand new 1955 Mercury Montclair persimmon color brand new paint simonized job with blonde, beautiful blonde in strapless white bathing suit at wheel and wearing little thin gold bracelet at sweet anklet. I run, jump in, she yawns, keeps yawning, wants to know if I can drive. Yes, I can drive, I'm bloody well afraid to look at her, the curl of her milk armpits, the flesh of her cream legs. The cream, legs, curls, love, milk, wow, did I love that, not looking but giggling. Hearing she has been driving all the way from Fort Worth, Texas without sleep, I say, oh, how would you like some Mexican Benzedrine, which I have in big battered pack that I've been sleeping on beach in cold night of sea fog coast with. Crazy, she yells. I whip out my Benzedrine, yanking out all my dirty underwear and unspeakable Mexican raggedy junks and give her. She takes two, very much. We stop at Coke Station and she mumps out jumping. The sweetest little perfect everything, you know. We swallow Bennies. By the time we've raced 100 miles an hour and once maybe 110 to Santa Ana in the Guadalupe Valley, she's high, I'm high. We're talking and loving, talking, driving and sweating, and I can smell her sweet sweat and my own too. And we move on up to the San Luis Obispo bump in the impossibly beautiful California dry blue sky sundowns, and she calls her daddy in San Fran to cable her money she can pick up in Salinas.
Dr. Sachs, the master knower of Easter, was now reduced Anna Domino, pon on Dr. Sachs.
His only two last friends in this life, this impossibly hard life, no matter under what conditions it appears, were Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff, who visited him annually in his room on 3rd Street and cut through the fogs of evening with their heads bent as the bells of St. Simon tolled a heartbroken Kathleen across the rooftops of old hotels, where similar old men like Dr. Sachs sat bent-headed on beds of woe with prayer beads between their feet. Oh, moaning homes for lost pigeons or time's immemorial white dove of the roses of the unborn astonished bliss. And there they'd sit in the little room, Sachs on the edge of the bed with a bottle of Rotgut Tokay in his hand, Bella in the old rocking chair, Boris standing by the sink, and sigh. And then Sachs would always say, please play the monster for me. And of course the old actors who loved him dearly and came to see him for human tender sentimentality, not monstrous reasons, protested. But he always got drunk and cried so that Boris first had to get up and extend his arms, do Frankenstein, go up. Then Bella would stand and arm, cape and leer, and approach Sachs, who squealed.
eta Jack Kerouaken Mexico City Bluesen bigarren partea entzungo dugu.
And you know, in the ocean, there's a very sad turtle. Even though the SS mainline fishing ship is reeling in the Merritt like mad, swims long-mouthed and sad, looking for the impossible except once afternoon when the yoke, oh, the old Buddha yoke, set a-floatin', is in the water where the turtle raises his be-watery snop to the sea, and the yoke yokes the turtle of eternity. Tell me, oh bhikkhus, what are the chances of such a happening? For the turtle is old and the yoke free, and the seven oceans bigger than any we see in this tiny party. Chances are slender. In a million, million, billion kotis of eons and incalculables, yes, the turtle will set that yoke free. But till then, harder yet are the chances for a man to be reborn a man in this karma earth.
Jim Carroll eta Lee Renaldo, Woman, poesia.
A woman is beautiful, but you have to swing and swing and swing and swing like a handkerchief in the wind. In the wind. Woman is beautiful, but you have to swing and swing and swing. Like a handkerchief in the wind.
Book of Dharma. The Brooklyn Bridge Blues.
Brooklyn Bridge Blues concluded. I'm too sick and tired of this world to drink in it. If lustful gluttony is my only blemish and sin, maybe I ought to just starve to death. I am the writing Buddha. From these blues, we'll go to hymns. And that's all I can recall of Brooklyn Bridge tonight. John A. Roebling, Washington Roebling, built it. And it hath cables, and it does one good to cross it every day. See my eerie wiseness? Good night, innocent children of this mortal samsara world. You have to keep your mind empty, tranquil, and pure, or the whole eternal light escapes you. Without the eternal light, you're only a yakking fool of rooms, beds, graves, and monuments. With it, You were like the silent mountains of snow. And more than I know. January 28, 1956. What is the date? 28.
Bezalako antzesleek ere gorazarre egiten diote Kerouaki ondorengo poesia Mad Road Driving Men Ahead
The Mad Road Lonely Leading around abandoned as the openings of space towards the horizon Wasatch snow has promised us in the vision of the west Spine heights at the world's end Coast of blue Pacific starry night No bone half banana moon sloping in a tangled night sky. The torments of great formations and mist. The huddled invisible insect in the car racing onwards. Illuminate. The raw cut. The drag. The butte, the star, the draw, the sunflower in the grass. Orange butted westlands of Arcadia. Forlorn sands of the isolate earth. Dewy exposures to infinity in black space. Home of the rattlesnake and the gopher. The level of the world low and flat. The charging, restless, mute, unvoiced road keening in a seizure of tarpaulin power into the route. Fabulous plots of landowners and green unexpected. Ditches by the side of the road. As I look from here to Elko along the level of this pin parallel to telephone poles. I can see a bug playing in the hot sun. Swoosh. Hitch yourself a ride. Be on the fastest freight train. Beat the smoke. Find the thighs. Spend the shiny. Throw the shroud. Kiss the morning star in the morning glass. Mad road driving men ahead. Pencil traceries of our faintest wish and the travel of the horizon merged. Nosy cloud upbusks in a drabble of speechless distance. The black sheep clouds cling a parallel above the steams of the CBQ. Serried little Missouri rocks haunt the badlands. Harsh, dry, brown fields roll in the moonlight with a shiny cow's ass. Telephone poles, toothpick time, dotting immensity. The crazed voyager of the lone automobile presses forth his eager insignificance in noseplates and licenses into the vast promise of life. The choice of tragic wives, moons. Drain your basins in old Ohio and the Indian and the Illini plains. Bring your big muddy rivers through Kansas and the mudlands. Yellowstone and the frozen north. Punch lake holes in Florida and L.A. Raise your cities in the white plain, cast your mountains up, bedaws the west, bedight the west, with brave hedgerow cliffs rising to Promethean heights and fame. Plant your prisons in the basins of the Utah moon, nudge Canadian groping lands of Antarctic bays.
Jack Kerouaken abesti liburu bateko pasarte bat entzungo dugu, bere hitzetan, On the Road da, liburuaren izena, behar bada, ba, bere, bueno, bere lehen liburu kaleratu bai izan zen, eka liburu honekin bai berak eka bai bik belaunaldiak, ba, estanda egin zuten. Gerora, ba, hirurogeita zazpian uste hiltzela, Kerouak, eka, ba, denekaz naskatuta bukatu zuen, eka ba, bai Bik Belaunaldia gaitzesten zuen, erabat erreakzionario bihurtu zen, eka etzun inolako aika pontekotzarik aitortzen, ez gazte belaunaldiei, eka etzun ezaren erreferente izan nahi, baina uste du ja pixabak berandu zela. Bueno, ba, esan bezala, On the Road-eko pasarte bat entzungo dugu Jack Kerouaken hitzetan.
Thank you. Well, a lot of people have asked me why did I write that book or any book. All the stories I wrote were true, because I believed in what I saw. I was traveling west one time at the junction of the state line of Colorado, its arid western one, and the state line of poor Utah. I saw in the clouds, huge and massed above the fiery golden desert of Evenfall, a great image of God with forefinger pointed straight at me through halos and rolls and gold folds that were like the existence of a gleaming spear in his right hand, which saith, come on, boy, go thou across the ground. Go moan for man. Go moan. Go groan. Go groan alone. Go roll your bones alone. Go thou and be little beneath my sight. Go thou and be minute as seed in a pod. Go thou, die hence. And of this world report you well and truly. Anyway, I wrote the book because we're all gonna die. In the loneliness of my life, my father dead, my brother dead, my mother far away, my sister and my wife far away. Nothing here but my own tragic hands that once were guarded by a world, a sweet attention, that now are left to guide and disappear their own way into the common dark of all our death. Sleeping in me raw bed alone and stupid, with just this one pride and consolation, my heart broke in a general despair and opened up inwards to the Lord. I made a supplication in this dream. So in the last page of On the Road, I describe how the hero, Dean Moriarty's come to see me all the way from the West Coast just for a day or two. We've just been back and forth across the country several times in cars, and now our adventures are over. We're still great friends, but we have to go into later phases of our lives. So there he goes, Dean Moriarty, ragged in the moth-eaten overcoat he brought specially for the freezing temperatures of the East. Walking off alone, and last I saw him, he rounded the corner of 7th Avenue, eyes on the street ahead, and bent to it again. Gone. So, in America, when the sun goes down, and I sit on the old broken-down river pier watching the long, long skies over New Jersey, and sense all that raw land that rolls in one unbelievable huge bulge over to the West Coast, and all that road going, and all the people dreaming in the immensity of it. In an hour, I know by now that children must be crying in the land where they let the children cry. And tonight the stars will be out, and don't you know that God is Pooh Bear? The evening star must be drooping and shedding her sparkler dims on the prairie, which is just before the coming of complete night that blesses the earth, darkens all the rivers, cups the peaks, and folds the final shore in. Nobody knows what's going to happen to anybody besides the forlorn rags of growing old. Think of Dean Moriarty, or even think of old Dean Moriarty, the father we never found. Think of Dean Moriarty, I think of Dean Moriarty.
Eta nola ez, Morfin, Kerouac, abestia.
Kerouac. Yeah. Kerouac. His words. The words. So many words, just all brothers of the same horn, sisters, the saxophone. Listen close to the drummer. It's like a mirror, and you're invisible. Like you're in a back seat, no handles on the doors. Just a beautiful driver up front. She knows where she's going. Kerouac. The observation machine. Caressing the most passing of scenes with photographic love. Passionate. Photographic love. Vulnerable as any window. His memories pull shades up and down. Doors are knocked on, telegrams arrive. Every moment. something extra there. Remember everything. Like a snatch of melody, a drum beat. Remembering, mythologizing. So fast all the time, moving. The words are drumsticks, pounding out drum beats, like a monk. Mistakes, yeah, mistakes and sudden inspirations, edges, corners, explosions, convections, all fast through a slow motion landscape, yeah, fast through a slow motion landscape.
Jarraian, ba, Fatboy Slim entzungo dugu, kantuaren izena Neil Cassady Starts Here da, eka, bueno, aipatu ba, Neil Cassady, ba, Big Belaunaldiko parteide izan duzen, ezen izen idazle, baina bete-betean bizi izan zuen, ba, Big Belaunaldia, eka, ba, Keruaken adiskide izan zen, ba, egiten zikusten bidaiekan, Nueva Yorkekik Kaliforniara, eka Kaliforniatik Mexikolako trajektuan. Eka, ba, lehen esan dugu, ba, experimentazioa zutela irizpide nagusi, idazterak orduan, bizi egin behar zuten, idatzi behar zuten hori. Eka, ba, Neil Cassady, Jack Kerouac egin bakera, ba, on the road, ba, horti dator, ez da, ba, Nueva Yorkekik, eka, esan bezala, ba, autopistea luze horiekan barna, anfetaminaz, ipurtularaino, egiten zikusten bidekatik. Eka, Neil Cassady, ba, du bere alterregoa on the road liburuan, Dean Moriarty. Eka hori, ba, Fatboy Slimek, ba, kantu bat eskaintzen dio.
Same problem is if they can't hear it down there, we can't even hear you, but we're working on it.
We're
trying to smooth it all out so there's instant, what do you call it?
Instant, what do you call it? What?
Well, I call it more, whatever it is.
More microphone noise.
Right. Just more volume. It was like Jellystone Park was this place where they said that this is a place that will make for the people, by the people, for the people, all of them being in their, you know, national land. And like it was in Indian days when they went there from everywhere to encamp at a neutral ground where no tribal warfare would take place. American tradition, you don't go to Jellystone anymore, but with all this apparatus that we got going here that puts Old Faithful in a greater participation light than the hot springs, you can sit in there and bathe as long as you want. A little more, you know, it's a little edgy right at first there, like, they go like, who's that guy? Hey, I don't know. that first time, you know, Undercover of Darkness, we slipped in and did the thing there. And later on, we're run out because you're not allowed to park there overnight unless you're in a designated camping area. Well, I'm too bad, Ben, but they don't seem to like your microphone working. Too bad, a guy can really... Come on, you guys. Big Ben wants to talk to you. We have some great conversations, and we're willing to share everything we got, see if they'd only give it to us. I'm willing. What's that? The people downstairs won't turn it up. I know what they said. Too much noise overhead. Knock off that party up there. Oh, there they are. There they are. There they are. Yeah, that's the way you know. See, that's our communication. That's an old friend. Sit down. Stand on your head. Sit down. Fight. Oh, no, like that. Stand up. Sit down. To your left and to your right. What's all? Well, see, that's the trouble, you know, with what we see.
More volume on number 5, you guys.
That's the idea.
Number 2, she shouts and moans and wails, but you can turn her up anyway.
Put 6 up, it says here. 6-3.
Hey, how come you turned mine down? Hey, what's the deal here?
Oh, wait. Hey, yeah. Oh, he made it home at last. As the deathly silence settles over the whole pavilion and we realize that we've overloaded everything and the final fuse is blown, the helicopters will still be flying out the wounded and the green-tabbed acid takers will be saying to one another, I took that green stuff and I feel great. What's all the hassle? Yeah, you know, I mean, I can only be scared so long until I'm going to start saying, hey, man, I trust you, you know, if you're going to give me some stuff, it's a bummer. I'm not going to quit taking it just because, you know, to blow the trust.
Bueno, eta gaurko saioa bukatzeko Desolation Angels poemarekin bukatuko dugu. Jack Kerouac-en hitzegin.
Now it's jazz. The place is roaring. All beautiful girls in there. One mad brunette at the bar, drunk with her boys. One strange chick I remember from somewhere, wearing a simple skirt with pockets, her hands in there. Short haircut, slouched, talking to everybody. Up and down the stairs they come. The bartenders are the regular band of Jack and the heavenly drummer who looks up in the sky with blue eyes, with a beard. He's wailing beer caps of bottles and jamming at the cash register, and everything is going to the beat. It's the beat generation. It's Bayat. It's the beat to keep. It's the beat of the heart. It's being beat and down in the world and like old-time lowdown and like in ancient civilizations, the slave boatmen rowing galleys to a beat and servants spinning pottery to a beat. The faces. There's no face to compare with Jack Mingers, who's up on the bandstand now with a colored trumpeter who outblows him wild and dizzy, but Jack's face overlooking all the heads and smoke. He has a face that looks like everybody you've ever known and seen on the street in your time. Sweet face. Hard to describe. Sad eyes, cruel lips, expectant gleam, swaying to the beat, tall, majestical. Waiting in front of the drugstore. A face like Hunky's in New York. Hunky, whom you'll see on Times Square, somnolent and alert, sad, sweet, dark, holy. Just out of jail, martyred, tortured by sidewalks, starved for sex and companionship, open to anything, ready to introduce a new world with a shrug. The colored big tenor with the big tone is blowing Sonny Stitt's clear out of Kansas City roadhouses. Clear, heavy, somewhat dull and unmusical ideas which nevertheless never leave the music. Always there, always far out. The harmony too complicated for the motley bums of music understanding in there. But the musicians here... The drummer is a sensational 12-year-old Negro boy who's not allowed to drink, but can play. Tremendous, a little lithe, childlike Miles Davis kid, like early Fats Navarro fans you used to see in Espan, Harlem. Hep, small, He thunders at the drums with a beat which is described to me by a near-standing connoisseur with beret as a fabulous beat. On piano is Blondie Bill, good enough to drive any group. Now Jack Minger blows out and over his head with these angels from Fillmore. I dig him. Now he's terrific. I just stand in the outside hall against the wall. No beer necessary, with collections of in-and-out listeners, with Bernie, and now here returns Bob Berman, who's a kid from West Indies, who barged into my party 6 months earlier with Dean and the gang, and I had a Chet Baker record on, and we hoofed it at each other in the room. Tremendous. The perfect grace of his dancing, casual, like Joe Louis, casually hoofing. He comes now in dancing like that. Glad. Everybody looks everywhere. It's a jazz joint and Beat Generation mad trick. You see someone, hi. Then you look away elsewhere for something, someone else. It's all insane. Then you look back, you look away, around. Everything is coming in from everywhere in the sound of the jazz. Hi. Hey. Bang. The little drummer takes a solo, reaching his young hands all over traps and kettles and cymbals and foot pedal. Boom. And a fantastic crash of sound. 12 years old. What will happen?
On arte gaurkoa, entzule, gustoko izten duzuelakoan saioa, urrengo astera arte, agurtzen gara, Zizka Mizka saiotik, Txantxakun irratian, musika maite dugulako. Eka, belaunaldiak badauka, euskeratua Kerouaken on the road errepidean, deritzen liburuan, enaiz oroitzen zerrikaletxekan, baina itzultzaia Inigo Roke Portugalujo harra da. Beraz, ba, euskaraz irakurri nahi baduzue, ba, aukera baduzue. Aiota, ondo bizi.